Kraepelin was certainly a conservative nationalist, stated Roeder, Kubilis, and Burwell. But he also was a pioneer of psychiatric atrocities such as racial hygiene and sterilization, who, except perhaps for Rudin, had no equal in his advocacy for a legal foundation for the policies of Nazi extermination. By 1924, Kraepelin's research institute, rescued from bankruptcy by Loeb's money, had become incorporated into the prestigious Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, and the growing Nazi leadership was paying attention to its science. Initially, they went for the most defenseless of the German population, the children. On July 14, 1933, only 6 months after Hitler was named Chancellor of the Reich, the Law for the Prevention of Genetically Diseased Children was passed. A leading proponent for this legislation was Ernst Rudin, by then director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Leading the movement to eliminate mental defectives from the German population were lawyer Karl Binding and the psychiatrist Alfred Hocher, who popularized the chilling phrase Lebensunwertes Leben, or Life Unworthy of Life. In a 1920 tract titled Die Freigabe der Vernichtung lebensunwerten Lebens, or Lifting Controls on the Destruction of Life Unworthy of Life. This text, arguably more than any other, made available to the Nazi regime an ethical rationale for euthanasia. Although in the early days of the regime the public discussion would focus on the prevention of offspring with hereditary disease, hence sterilization, the destruction of life unworthy of life would spread as an unspoken principle, wrote John Cornwell in his 2003 book, Hitler's Scientists, Science, War, and the Devil's Pact. The chosen means of prevention, enforced sterilization, was administered by special hereditary health courts, made up of two doctors, usually psychiatrists, and one civil official, usually a judge close to the Nazi Party, who acted as chairman. The Nazi euthanasia program was not carried out in the open, but instead by secret decrees, as Hitler steadfastly refused to seek a legal ruling, knowing that such a program was illegal under existing laws. It is estimated that more than 400,000 people were sterilized as life unworthy of life between 1934 and 1945.